It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Chris Harrison dished on Colton Underwood's Bachelor season and joked that the NFL player may not be a virgin for much longer. The Bachelor host said the V-card is still intact, but will it be in the next couple weeks? I don't know. I think it will put it to a test for sure as they head to the fantasy suite overnight dates. Harrison added that Underwood has taken his virginity very seriously, despite having spoken openly and lightheartedly about it, which honestly, I don't really think he has, because every single time he brought it up on The Bachelor or The Bachelor in Paradise, he would start crying. So I don't really know how lighthearted that is.
Do you think, everybody's different. To me, when you say you're a virgin, I know what it actually means, but to me that means you don't do anything. But I know some people say, hey, I'm a virgin, but they'll do other things except for actually, you know, flip pancakes. Do you think that he has done other stuff, just not flip pancakes?
I think he's done other stuff and just not flip pancakes. To me, in my definition, in my book, a virgin is someone who exclusively has only not flipping pancakes.
Okay.
Anywhere.
Okay.
If that
so
makes sense.
No, I get you. They can do everything else but actually flip the pancakes.
Right.
Okay, cool.
French Montana admits that he wishes he could have saved Mac Miller. French Montana says he wishes he could have been there on the night his friend Mac Miller overdosed so he could stop him and maybe save his life.
I just feel like they let him get away with whatever, you know, he chooses to do. I feel like I have people that if I do something like that, like how I was to him, like a big brother, like, bro, like you bugging out. He ain't have that around him. Because if I did it that night, if I was around him a couple more nights, I would have made him stop. But he didn't have nobody that was doing that.
The creator of Breaking Bad, Vince Gilligan, is working on a 2-hour movie, but it still is unknown if it'll be released in theaters or just made for television. Details on the project are very slim, but a possible fake or maybe working title is Greenbrier, and it's unclear if the movie would be another prequel like the AMC's Better Call Saul or just a follow-up of some sort. Also, they don't know if the original stars such as Bryan Cranston or Aaron Paul are involved in the new project, which sources stress will be set in the existing Breaking Bad franchise.
If you don't have those characters, I don't think it's going to be that good, but if you can get them, that would be sweet.
Oh, if they can get those, it will literally explode. I've never met anyone besides myself who has not seen it and absolutely loved it. The film project is said to follow the escape of a kidnapped man and his quest for freedom. Production is expected to begin this month in New Mexico, and that's basically all the information they have. They don't really have much information on that. Little Xan opened up about his current struggles with addiction, the death of Mac Miller, and why he understands what Demi Lovato is going through right now. Xan said he was dealing with pills years ago before he got his break in rapping, but says when fentanyl burst on the scene, it scared him. He said, my friends were taking it. They were puking. I was just like, I can't. I'm out of the game. The deaths of Mac and Lil Peep made him curb his drug use, but says he's still not clean. Much like Demi, he says he's gone through long periods of sobriety, but I relapsed, and that's common. Any other addict would understand that stuff just happens.
I would change my name, but I don't know. Can you imagine, though, like, I'm not surrounded by people like, hey, Joe, here's some drugs, do some drugs. But when you're living that life, like, stuff's there and it's free.
Right.
And everybody's doing it.
It's got to be so hard and so tempting. I couldn't imagine. I feel like it's probably worse in the music industry, especially for rappers, than it probably is for maybe like actors or actresses. But I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, anything could be possible right there.
Well, that is garbage.
Thank you, Liv.